Shalom Aleichem and a Freilichen after Purim. I was going to send you these stories about Purim earlier, but got a little bit busy with Purim. But we're still in the month of Purim, so I'm going to share with you two connected stories about how the Rabbeim on Purim took care of the different Hamans of their time. First, in the time of the Rebbe Rashab, it was right after the communist government became in charge of Russia. It was very dangerous for the Jewish people. It was especially dangerous for the Jewish people to gather together and have a verbringen. Weren't allowed to gather a lot of people at night. If you gathered many people at night, it looked like to them as if you are trying to plan something against their government. So it was totally forbidden. Weren't allowed to have any gathering. It was the night of Purim. Tov Resh Pei. It was the last Purim of the Rebbe Rashab in this world. And the Rebbe Rashab was at that time in Rostov, the city of Rostov. And before Purim, he had told Chassidim not to come to his house. And if they have to come, they should come quietly, one at a time, not groups of a lot of Chassidim, because that would make the communist police and the KGB suspicious of them. And they made Chas V'Shalom do some terrible things to them. So people were very careful not to go to the Rebbe's house in large groups. A few chassidim here, a few chassidim there. They had a minyan, but there was no big gatherings of people. But Purim, the night of Purim, chassidim got together and decided it's Purim tonight. Let's try to go to the Rebbe. But it was forbidden to be there at night and gathering with the Verbrengen. So at first, the Rebbe Rashab didn't invite Chassidim to come. But as he started taking a little L'chaim on Purim, he changed completely and decided Chassidim should come and should have a Verbrengen and they should sing loud and they shouldn't be afraid of the KGB hearing them singing. One of the things that also was very dangerous in those days, that you couldn't gather money. The communist government wanted to take everybody's money. They wanted all the money should go to the government. The government will support all the people. They don't want there to be rich people who have more money, poor people that have less money. So if there was a lot of money somewhere, they would take it away. And on Purim, the night of Purim, by Verbrengen, the Rebbe Rashab would raise money for the yeshiva and for other things, and people would put money on the table for tzedakah. That night, they brought mashke, a lot of mashke, and the Rebbe Rashab took a lot of l'chaim, and the chassidim took a lot of l'chaim, and the Rebbe Rashab said they shouldn't be afraid, and people started singing loud, 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 and it was heard outside in the streets. Some people were a little bit afraid. But then the Rebbe Rashab says not to be afraid, because now, he says, I'm not afraid of them, because now where I'm now in Purim, and on Purim, the Kedusha of Purim is so strong that all the bad people, all the Rishayim, are going to be battle, are going to be nullified and nothing in the face of Kedusha. Then they heard that the police, the secret police, the KGB was coming to visit because they heard noise and they heard singing. They're coming to see. And that was very dangerous. People got very afraid. They thought maybe we should take away the money from the table and take the mashka off the table. And maybe people should leave the shul altogether and go quickly home so they wouldn't see a large group of people. But the Rebbe Shabbat said, no, we should ignore them, not look at them. Today is Purim. We're going to verbring. We're going to sing. and this is a very holy day, and all the klippas and all the evil people will become nothing. People were very afraid, but the Rebbe Shab said, the people did it. They kept singing and singing. Finally, the KGB officers came into the room, into the big room where the Rebbe Shab was for having a verbrengen. And they looked what was going on the table, which was very dangerous, because they saw mashke and money on the table, and a lot of people gathered. And the Rebbe Shab said, "No, they're here in the room. So I'm going to say a maimer chassidus, and that maimer will completely make them into nothing." And he started saying a maimer rishus goyim amalek. And so the whole night went, and nothing happened. Nothing happened. Nobody was arrested. This is the power of the Rebbe Rashab, a tzaddik. It's Purim. Purim were higher than Haman. Haman, you know, was killed, and all the Hamans in history on Purim have no power over the Jewish people. And the Rebbe Rashab showed it in the time when they were in the Soviet Union and Russia. But now I need to share with you something even more amazing. In Tovshin Yud Gimel, and the English date is 1953, as you know, there was a very, very vicious, evil ruler of Russia. His name was Stalin. Stalin literally killed millions and millions of people. Many, many Jews. He sent them away to Siberia and then had them shot there. He killed many, many people. Millions, literally millions. Stalin hated the Jews very, very much. He was so afraid that the Jews are going to poison him that he began to spread rumors that the Jewish doctors are going to poison him and all other important people in Russia, and we need to kill the Jewish doctors. Then he decided that there was a secret plan to take all 2 million Jews that lived in Russia and send them to Siberia into a labor camp. All Jews would be gathered on a train, on different trains, and send them away to the bitter cold, far, far place in Siberia where they would have to work very hard. All Jews, 2 million Jews. He already had the plans planned. They already built camps. All million Jews, 2 million Jews will have to live for the rest of their lives, and there they will die from the cold and from starvation. And maybe a lot of them will get killed by the KGB. It was a secret plan. This was around right before Purim. No, people didn't know. Not everybody knew about the secret plan. People knew that he was trying to kill the Jewish doctors, but they didn't know that he was planning to actually take all Jews of Russia and send them to Siberia. That people didn't know about yet. Meanwhile, on Purim, in New York, in 770 Eastern Parkway, the Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, was by a verbrengen. Now, normally by a verbrengen, the Rebbe would say some siches, or say a maimer first, then a few siches, or first a few siches, and then a maimer. There was always one maimer in the verbrengen. You could always tell when the Rebbe said a maimer. A maimer was a special time, because when the Rebbe said siches, his eyes were open, looking at everybody, and he spoke about things, about the Megillah, about the meaning of Purim, deep in Yonim. But he said a maimer was a whole different thing. A maimer is like a Rebbe, where the Shechina speaks through him. It's a very special time. The Rebbe's eyes are closed, and the Rebbe doesn't move, and he speaks. You can see he speaks some very, very deep in Yonim Chassidus. So usually there's only one maimer, and everybody stands up. When the Rebbe says a maimer, all the Chassidim stand up. The Rebbe would wrap a towel or a handkerchief or something around his hand when he said a maimer, and that's how he said a maimer. There's a reason for it. That Purim, the Rebbe said many sikhs and one maimer, and usually like 2-3 in the morning was towards the end of the verbrengen. That Purim, 1953, while Stalin in Russia was planning to get rid of all the Jews from Russia. The Rebbe suddenly in the Verbrengen became very serious, and it looked like he's going to say another Maimer. And before he said that Maimer, he says, I want to tell a story. You know, in the time of the Rebbe Rashab, first in Russia there were czars, kings. They ruled over Russia. Then they killed the last czar, and the communists took over. They wanted the people, everybody, to rule the country, not just one king. But of course, the leaders of the communist movement were bad people, and they stole all the money from the people and took it for themselves, and they killed a lot of people. They murdered millions and millions of people they killed. But they took over the government. But in the beginning, when the communists came and they killed the Tsar, people thought that it would be good times. Because the Tsar was not nice to the Jews. They thought that if they killed the Tsar, everybody will have equal rights. Everybody will be allowed to do whatever they want to do. And they want, forbid people to do things like to daven, to learn. It'll be freedom. Everybody will be free to do what they want. So then they decided to have elections. Who's going to be the elected as the leader of Russia? And they decided that people will come to one place, and there will be a huge open space, and the different people that wanted to be leaders of Russia will go up on the stage and give a speech, and people will decide, we like him or we like him, which one do they like? And that's how they're going to decide who's going to be the leader of Russia. The Rebbe Rashab told the Chassidim that we need to vote for the one who's probably the best for the Jews. So Chassidim knew which one it is. The Rebbe Rashab said they should go and vote. You have to go to this big plaza outdoors, maybe it was a park, and thousands of people would gather, and then the person who wanted to become the leader would go up on the stage. A chassid of the Rebbe Rashab, who didn't even know that the Tsar died, he didn't know that there was the communist, who the communist was. He was learning chassidus all day, davening all day. He was into learning. He had no idea what goes on in politics in the world. But the Rebbe Rashab said, every chassid should go and vote for the right leader. So he decided to go, because the Rebbe said he put on his gartel, went to the mikveh first, put on gartel, and doing what the Rebbe says. Even though he didn't understand, what are we doing exactly here? Is the Tsar, he didn't even know the Tsar is dead, is alive, what's going on? But you got to go and have to do what everybody else does. He thought he would copy. What everybody else does, he'll do the same. They went to the big plaza, and this big chassid looked at all the other chassidim, and he did whatever they said. Now, when a speaker spoke, and everybody liked him, and they wanted him to be the leader, they would say, hooray, hooray. In Russian, you don't say hooray. In Russian, it's hurrah, hurrah. Now, this chassid didn't know even Russian. He only spoke Yiddish and Hebrew. But when he heard all the chassidim say, hurrah, hurrah, together with all the other people, he said, hurrah, hurrah. In Hebrew means, he is evil. So he started shouting with everybody, yeah. So everybody was screaming, hurrah. They were saying, hurrah, great, he's so amazing, let's have him as the leader. Instead, what does he say? Yeah, okay, hurrah, hurrah. In Hebrew it means, he is evil. And the Rebbe finished the story. Of course, it was a funny story. But the Rebbe finished the story. The Rebbe was very serious. And he said, I want everybody to say together with me, hurrah, hurrah. Three times. And they want everybody to scream with him together. Nobody knew what the Rebbe was talking about. Who was he referring to? The story with the Rebbe Rashab happened many years before. But he wanted everybody to also scream, he is evil. Who said that to Achashverosh? Haman or Ra Hazeh, this evil Haman. Esther, when she wanted the king to kill Haman, she says, this Haman is evil. So the Rebbe said, we should all scream, hurrah. Nobody knew who the Rebbe was referring to. People knew there was something going on, something from Shemaim. The Rebbe sees something and he's trying to accomplish something. 3 days later, everybody heard that Stalin died. Nobody knows what day exactly he died, but it turns out he died Purim time. After the Rebbe said 3 times hurrah, and the Rebbe said a mimer first. After he said hurrah 3 times, the Rebbe said a mimer, and in the mimer, the Rebbe talked about how Hashem destroyed Haman. According to Hasidus, how Haman tried to kill the Jews, and Hashem turned his plan against him, and he said he died. And that was the whole mimer. And with that mimer, when a Rebbe says a mimer, he brings down from Shemaim certain brachas. And the Rebbe was mamshech anes min Hashemaim through this mimer that Stalin was killed. Nobody expected him to die. He seemed to be very healthy, but suddenly nobody knows how he died. Some people say that some people realized that he was being very dangerous to a lot of people. So some people decided to poison him by putting poison in his food. Some people say he died suddenly. Nobody knows exactly how. But one thing we know, that the Rebbe's mimer killed Stalin, who was the Haman of his time. And say in every generation, and even today, when you learn the Rebbe's mimer, we can bring down all the Hamans of that generation. L'chaim.